Blog Talk Radio.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good afternoon, Grudge Racing fans. It's Grudge Talk Live. And, man, it's been so long since I've been on Grudge Talk Live, but I'm at the House of Hook in Jackson, South Carolina. And I said, this is a great opportunity for me to go on the air and talk to none other than, I say, the promoter's promoter. And I'm talking about custom tees, t-shirts, Larry T. Larry, how you doing?
How you doing, Wild Man? Doing real good.
I'm doing great, man. And first of all, let me tell you, so usually people be jumping back. The mask that I have on, I'm really a superhero. No, not really. It's for me. It's not for you. There's nothing contagious about me as far as you're concerned. Big thing today, House of Hook, Jackson, South Carolina, Larry G all the way down here from D.C. What are you doing down here, Larry?
Well, in the Grudge Gang, we came out to give Mike some support so that we're trying to bring more Grudge Races together, doing events. His event is this weekend. And in 2 weeks, we got a big event down in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with Long Island Joe and myself. And just down here promoting, trying to get guys to come down to the race.
Okay, now, you say that you got a race coming up next weekend in Fayetteville, right?
In 2 weeks.
I want you to, in 2 weeks, not just weekend, the weekend after that.
Yeah, you think the night.
Oh, I'm glad you told me. I was all totally discombobulated, you know. And I want to thank you for all them prayers you've been sending me.
Oh, yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm really here to drum up your schedule for 2016. Now, Cheap Thrills is back together, a.k.a. a baby Rugrat, and they keep asking me, "Want to go to Fayetteville?" I want to come to Fayetteville and race, but I want to come to Fayetteville and do the show, you know, like I normally do for you. But the only thing about coming down there to race is there's one person that I talked to last night, and he says, "My car ain't ready." I said, "Don't come up with that stuff, CJ." So you backed it up. His car is not ready, right?
It's not ready. Hopefully by the race we have on May 29th at MIR, he said it'll be ready that weekend. So hopefully we can get you up there to get around with CJ, which is our Memorial Day weekend, that Sunday.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, that's the one that I normally come to. And, you know, I have some issues, some health issues I'm trying to work out. But like the wife say, if Larry T say he needs you, then you go, you know.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so this race in Fayetteville, give me a little bit more details about it.
Well, like, it's really Long Island Joe's race. Each year, he has a race where he gets everybody from New York, from Pennsylvania, Maryland. Everybody comes down to Fayetteville. We call it like the North versus the South. And he got a bunch of grudge races. It's a true grudge race. That Friday, track opens up at 12 o'clock during the daytime, testing tune and grudge. And we have a free fish fry and a DJ for everybody. So once you pay your admission, it's like $15, you get free fish. And then that Saturday, we're going to our grudge race program, which we already have some locked-in races. And we have like we all have a 29, 28 shootout. All you need is a stock suspension, 8-car minimum. We have $3,000 pot. So hopefully everybody come there to enter that. They don't want a grudge race. But we do have the guys from North, like Racing Jason versus the Green Hornet. That should be a big race. We got Extreme versus Budget Alert. And we got Jeff Rogers, a.k.a. our Devil Advocate, running against the Mistress car. And we got, like, Chestnut Racing versus Sport SAO. And we got the Superman Nova versus the Bud Light Coupe. We got Crazy Horse versus King Nate. We got Wild Thing versus Little Blue. We got Copperhead versus Chris West. And we got Machiavelli versus 50 Grand. And I heard Dog is coming to run 50 Grand. Let 50 Grand know. He said he will be there if he don't see his car this weekend. So
Wait a minute. Is that the same 50 Grand that I'm thinking about?
Yes, the same guy from, I guess, from New York, up in the area. So he's going to come down. He already got one locked in race, but he said he wants to run Dog. But Dog has a Malibu now. He said he's bringing it down.
Is that the same 50 Grand that
Harry O used to drive?
Yes.
Well, I got a you got me on that one, nah. But because, you know, me and Willie Dawg, we go way back when. We can work together, but we can't race together.
You got T-King that has a race. He ran his car there. He's supposed to run somebody. T-King ran a guy called Crazy Horse. And then Reggie Yates has a second race. My name, H. Bird. So it's going to be a real good day.
Congratulations. But that's it. And also, you know, I know Long Island Joe.
Yeah, that's my partner.
Has he got his hair cut yet?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, okay, well, I ain't going to talk about it because he ain't here.
Yeah.
But he also got that barbecue and all that cookout stuff going
on.
This
year, set up that we try to switch it every year. This year, we have a turkey contest. So we're going to fry the turkey, and after the event's over with, we'll give all the turkey away to the people that are there. So you pay $20, you can eat free turkey, and plus we have stuff to go with the turkey. It's free.
Okay. All right. Well, don't you go away, because I'm going to bring, Ernie Trump, you got nitrous systems over here. Ernie, come here for a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you, but...
Yes, you did.
You're on air, Ernie. I'm going to interrupt his time because I want to talk to you, because I really want to get this message across to everyone. What I always say is I'm about information, and what better way to disseminate the information through Ernie. Earlier this morning, we talked. I was really upset about the TV station here, the way that they portrayed that trailer fire. So I went and I talked to Ernie, and then I went and I called them, and they were out here today. And so, Ernie, let's bring them up to date with what happened last night.
Well, last night, one of the racers was leaving the track. It appeared that his electric golf cart wasn't tied down properly, or for some reason, it shorted out.
Okay, stop right there. Ernie always talk about towing equipment and how to secure everything. Go ahead, Ernie.
So, once it set on fire, it started a fire. They noticed that the trailer was smoking. They got pulled over. The fire got to the tires, and that got engulfed. When they opened the side door, they got a draft of fresh air. The racers were able to go in there. They cut the truck loose. They got in there, they cut the front strap to hold on the race car and the back strap, and they, unbelievably, they got the car out.
Top, Ernie, what do you always say? Race cars and equipment can be replaced.
Lives can.
Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, a fire extinguisher would not have put that fire out. It was too well involved before it happened. The bottle, as they say, exploded, didn't explode. It became overpressured because of the heat of the fire was so great with the rubber burning that that caused the bottle itself, the aluminum bottles, to become soft.
Ernie, stop.
Yes.
Combustible material. Let's talk about that right quick in that bottle.
Nitrous bottle is absolutely 100% not combustible. What you had there was an overpressure situation. The contents of the bottle became superheated as we like put the bottle heater on it. But once the bottle was put in the amount of radiant heat of that fire going around the bottle, it caused the aluminum to get weak. So as the aluminum finally stressed out and started moving, the bottle pressure at that point escaped. So you have an overpressure situation, not an explosion.
Right. Now, neighborhoods being afraid of race cars. That's what got me with the TV.
Yeah, that's such a bad thing. And like I said, I discussed it with the TV announcer here and explained to him what was actually happening. And he was like, oh, well, that makes sense. I asked him, how many times has he gone to a gas station to get a gallon of gas for his lawnmower? Hundreds. I said, well, you have more chance of having a fire and explosion with that gas thing than you ever would with a knife spot. So by the time that I just explained to him what nitrous was, how it happened, he was more than happy. We probably spent 20, 30 minutes videoing. Of course, that means that we're probably going to get 5 seconds of airtime. But he said that they were wrong, and they were here to get the right information, and they would have it on the news at 6 and at 11. So I told him, I said, It's not that you misinformed people last night. It's what you're going to do today to compensate for what happened last night.
Okay, Ernie, you know, you talk much as Willie Dog, you know that? But you be talking the right stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I know.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
It's the truth. They'll set you free. And
it'll cost you a fortune.
And like I told Willie Dog, the best thing on the internet is Ernie's Tech Tips.
Ask Ernie Tech Talk, Monday nights at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Copy to our nitrous oxide systems. 1-800, hey, we're racist and we use the N-word. 1-800-NITROUS. You'll remember that phone number, won't you?
I know.
Copy to our nitrous oxide systems. Drag racing at its best. Ryan's Buffet. Can't beat it. Granny's Buffet. Let's see what we got on the table. Oh, hey, Renegade Racing Fuel. Daryl Waltrip Chassis. I think we got it covered.
I know. Now, Larry T, you know why I said let's get Ernie in here.
Appreciate it, Wild Man.
Yeah. Ernie is my man. I've been knowing Ernie for the longest and everything, and that's all I can say because he is the man. We talked about earlier about some things that were done to my Type 300 that only me and Ernie can know. And all that money I made. Top you can't not your system. No, I didn't say that. But Larry T, 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Not this weekend. Weekend after next. What's going to happen after that?
Then we go to Maryland International Raceway, which is in Bus Creek, Maryland. We do our annual William Brown have a race that Saturday at Virginia Motorsports Park, and I do my race at MIR, and we try to do like a 2-day event for everybody. Everybody go to William Brown race that Saturday, and they come to my race on that Sunday. And it's like a 2-day affair.
Oh, hurricane coming up here. Is it the tornado? One of them with all that noise going on while we having a live broadcast.
The hurricane.
You can't race no more? All show and no go now, huh?
The hubcaps are still going around. He got something broke.
Yeah. We get the man over here. When you come back, it'll be fixed.
What weekend is it? It's Memorial Day weekend, which is May 28th and 29th. 28th will be in Virginia Motorsports Park, and the 29th will be at Maryland International Raceway.
Right, that's the race that I normally do, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I don't like about me, but I just, it's information is my thing, you know, and one of the reasons why I'm not on now is because Ernie won't sponsor me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I didn't have a problem. You just let me know.
I know. But you look, let me tell you this story. That's why I say we got to do you first because there's so much I know about this guy.
Yeah.
Remember when they were doing the grudge racing?
Yes,
they were filming the grudge racing for that show. Ernie was out here. Ernie had, what kind of cane was that?
With the little,
that the police used? The
stun cane.
A stun cane.
Okay.
I talked to him. I ain't going to call on my show. Willie Dawes got mad. I said, Ernie, let me have that cane. Because we were filming. And Ernie said, you can't use that. You can't do that. I said, this is supposed to be a reality show. I want to...
Here come dogs.
I wanted. Come on, dog. Come here.
You listen to the radio wave.
Yeah. I really wanted to get that cane because I wanted to stun him really good.
That's a dog shocker there.
Yeah, dog shocker.
You put a collar on.
Well, yeah. Wild Man, you know, he's going through a couple of health problems, you know, and everything. And you keep on talking, he want to run me, right?
Well, he's ugly and bald.
He got his cold and I got my cold there. What's the hold up?
Well, you said that we had to do it straight off the trail, and Willie Dog knows.
Hit me the twist that you want. Hit me as you want, boy.
I'm going to talk to my driver and see what he said. Ain't that what you normally say?
Yeah, I don't have to go talk to him about it. I'm the boss, the driver, and everything else. Get your stuff together, sir, and have a good day. Well, we have a great panel here at Carolina Dragway, House Hook, March Madness. Mike here got a nice show going on, nice weather. Man, it's just gorgeous over here, guys. And Big Ernie, Company Car, nice outside since I getting a lot of kick tips and everything. And Wild Man, to be honest with you, God bless. Just glad to see you out there, brother.
Oh, yeah, he's taking care of me.
All right, baby.
And I know you said a prayer for me.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I know.
We had a prayer for sure and everything.
You know what don't spell backwards is, don't you?
God.
There you go.
See you, Kibbles, that's Willie Dog. But that's what it's about, you know.
I really feel like you're supposed to have fun.
Yeah.
It's
a family.
It's your family.
That's what we all are. If you're not part of the family, if you got a problem, I don't care who you are. If you see a race on the side of the road, you're going to stop and help them. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
It's a family.
Yeah. So that's about the size of it. Let me see how much time we got left. Wow. We still got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I can talk that long.
Okay, Ernie, seeing as how you always giving tech tips, what happens when the temperature drops down around 9 o'clock at night and it drops from 60 degrees to about 40 degrees?
Well, a real good example last night, I was paying attention to the air.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 o'clock yesterday, the corrected altitude here was about 610 feet. Normal track altitude here is 322. Took the altitude and ran it again at about 8 o'clock last night. It was minus 267 feet. So last night, if you normally ran 950 pounds of bottle pressure, you better be at about 800, 825, or you're going to go lean. But worst thing happened last night is when the dew fell. And when the dew fell, of course,
we ain't talking about no Mountain Dew, are we?
Oh, no Mountain Dew.
Okay.
When you see water on the car, understand, it's on the track surface, too. And they're not going to go out there with towels and wipe it down. So if they don't have some way to heat the track up before y'all go out there and make a pass, you better make sure, down on the big end of the track especially, that there's no moisture on that track. If not, you're going to hit the wall.
And when you hit the wall, it's all over with but the shelf. And back to Larry T. All right. We
appreciate it, Ernie. Thanks.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Okay, so we got Memorial Day. What's happening after that?
After Memorial Day, July 23rd, we got MIR, we call it After Dark Underground. We're trying to get some different races going there. I was here talking to Mike, George Williams, 901 Bad Boys, a whole lot of guys, even the ruler. Everybody decided maybe by then we could all come together and meet at MIR, which is like the midway point. And everybody said they want a race. So we're going to try to get all the cars together and have one big race for all the fans.
Now, After Dark is normally sponsored by the real Godfather, ain't it?
Yeah. JRT, John Racing Train. That's our buddy. Yeah, he don't mind helping out doing anything. He always helps sponsor my stuff.
And I'm sending prayers out to John because he lost his stepson this morning around 4:30 a.m. And he's been under the weather. So, John, get your little behind back in the bed. Don't worry about that shop and them transmissions because it'll be there when you get out and you'll be straight. So that's where we are. So, you know, it's been really hectic for John, almost as hectic as it's been for me. So, and that's what's happening. And we still okay. So Larry,
yes,
what's going to happen after that race?
Then we have a big race up Calvin Raceway, which will be August the 13th. Then we have our season finale. This year is going to be back at Buzz Creek, September the 5th, which is on a Sunday, too. The Monday's a holiday. Hopefully get more fans out then. Our goal is to unite to the Grudge Race family, have a good time. A lot of me and the Grudge promoters are trying to get together to do races together. I'm willing to give up one of my dates to have a race for all the fans and the racers. So we're working on something now. We are filming at Fayetteville. We're doing a TV show with Grudge Inc.
Okay.
That would be the first segment. So anybody wants to get on TV, please be there. Because everybody want to be on TV, this is your chance. Especially
maybe
on,
I will.
Oh, no. the people just started. I guess you've been seeing the Grudging commercial.
Right, I've seen it.
We're not a part of Grudging. We just want to support stuff. And hopefully, we have the Grudging guys versus some of my guys. Then they can move to other tracks and run each other. And they're having a big race. I think it's April the 16th down at the Macon County Dragway, which is Twiggs County, a house of zoo. We call it zoo.
Right.
So we all trying to go, just trying to make all the Grudge fans come together with the Grudge cars. It's a start, and I will take that step, The first race is in Fayetteville with me and Long Island Joe. Hopefully, I think Mike's coming down with Scoop's car. So the Scoop's car's here today. They got it here now. Scoop Williams' car. George and folks coming down. And so hopefully, everybody's going to come out to check it out. We got a lot of Nova guys coming down. They got three busloads of people on buses. And that includes it's like at least 120 cars coming down from the north, and a lot of guys in Georgia coming here running pieces in the south. So it should be a big event.
Is Wicked Bird coming?
No, he won't make it that weekend. They have Greece.
Everybody has like the run.
No, they have a bank. I'm being wrong. They have the banquet.
Oh,
I'm trying to change the day. Well, I mean, they had to put the deposit down on the building. They couldn't change the
day. Understand.
Other than that, they would have been there. But he doesn't have his car going, so you may want to catch him that May 29th. You get him in, CJ. So you line him up.
Yeah, get Bolt up.
Yes, sir.
CJ first.
Okay, I'll let CJ. Me and CJ run together to Pentagon, so we can get it going.
Because if I run Wickedbird first, I'll run CJ off.
Okay.
Come on, happen. You all go. His daddy would probably be saying, well, we broke this here.
No, he got
we'll be back.
He's going to run real good.
I know he is.
CJ beat Wickedbird.
Well, I better run. It don't matter. It don't matter which one I get.
But Wickedbird said he got a new motor, so he's getting it all fresh up there, so we'll see what happens.
All right, then, Larry T. I appreciate it,
man.
Appreciate
you, wild man. Thanks, man.
I got a couple of more minutes to go. Can I go talk to my people?
Yeah, I want to say one thing. I want to thank everybody that comes to these events. Appreciate everybody's support. But I try to do that for the fans and the racers. Anybody come to my event, well, I promise you have a good time. Thank you, Wild Man. Appreciate
okay.
You.
And I got to give a shout-out for Monster.
Yeah. My man Monster had a race May the 7th. I will be there. He has a good lineup. So if you're not doing it, please come to Monster Race. It's May the 7th at Calvin Raceway.
Families may argue, but they never split.
You still my buddy.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Larry T. I'm going to walk over here and try to talk to Matt and Candy Crusher and everybody. And
Sniper, Candy Crusher is coming, so we got to get ready, Sniper. He's coming.
Whoa, he is. Trust me. You know, I got on one of his new shirts.
Yeah, they said he's coming. We got to get ready, Sniper.
Yeah. Yep, and so I'm going over here and talk to them, Scott King Racing, and find out how they're doing. My man. All right. Yeah. Man, this is a good one. Hey, where's the dog going? And everything, and man, I gotta walk, but I can walk and talk. Yeah, it's funny, in order for me to come, the doctor said that I had to wear a mask because my white blood cells was a little low and everything, and everyone see me with the mask on. And that's the wrong idea. You know what? I just heard a car go down, and I had to stop. Because it sure enough sounded like it was my car. Okay. But I don't know for sure. I was doing the live broadcast. And if so, I didn't even see him. Yeah. All right. Over here for a minute. Because got to talk to Chris. Y'all getting ready to go back out there?
Mm-hmm.
I just did the little segment with Larry T.
Yep.
He told me that somebody said, you better not bring... You better not bring Candy Crusher to Maryland. I told him that, and I said, well, I got 10 minutes left. I'm going to walk down here and talk to Candy Crusher. So what'd you say for Sniper?
I'll be there just like I was last time. And it's the same thing. When y'all get to 3:30, I'm going to let y'all talk to a stump.
All right, then. Well, I think they need somebody to put Matt in the water. Yep. So, Eddie, you live on Grudge Talk. You've been working your little behind off, ain't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get it, having some technical difficulties with the electronics, so.
Yeah.
A lot of everything situated. I'm trying to get out this first round.
Yeah. What time is the first round coming up? Now? All right, well, the first round of 28 is coming up. Don't look like we're going to have time at all. So, and really talking about it, we didn't get a chance to sit down the car. But, man, it's so nice. As you can tell, I'm in the face of it. Like I was saying, everyone thinks that because I got this mask on that I am contagious. I ain't contagious, it's so that I don't catch a cold from someone else.
The red blood cells kind of low.
We still got about
6 minutes left. They didn't even have the first round of 28. I got a chance to do something that I wanted to do. And that was to talk to Compton Car Nitrous System and Larry T. But everything's going good. And we're just trying to see what's going on. Talk to Nick Crusher, Candy Crusher. They come around. They had some problems with the car earlier. They still running Chocolulu because the Candy Crusher is not together yet. Scott King is driving the Rugrat, and it's called Chocolulu. So that's what's happening right now. So it's a beautiful day here, Carolina Dragway. We're going to be here all night if possible. And it's get to the point where almost time for me to get on. But it's been a good half hour. Got a chance to explain some things that's going on, let the racers know about what's coming up. And we're just having a good time out here. It's been so long since I've done any type of broadcast. I've been running the best of on the show. But as you can see, I will start back doing more broadcasts, mainly for Larry T and everything. And I don't know what happened with SEAL Team 6, Gerald Coleman, in that race. But I don't know if it got off or if it didn't get off. But nevertheless, you know, we're here at the House of Hook, Jackson, South Carolina. It's March Madness is the theme of this grudge race. Many more to come. I was going to try to talk to Phil Shuler, but he got away. So it's just a matter of time now. And I'm just trying to run the clock out, as they say, like they do when they're down to the last 30 seconds. So I'm going to go over here and talk to Matt and let him be the last one. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. All right. All right. Matt, we got the last word. We got 28 seconds left. No, 2 minutes.
Watch and see what happens in just a little while. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Yeah.
And with the dog, you're on deck. Hold on.
Yeah, he came over and messed with me when I was talking to Larry too.
He's on the chopping block.
All right, then. I heard it. So that's the way it goes. First the money, then it close. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to get out of here. I just got a couple of old. I got about a minute I got to kill, Chris. I'm going to let you take us out the door.
Candy Crusher was written in November. Everybody put on notice. Got about a week and a half left.
I got to ask one question. Mm-hmm. Did you get an award this year?
Yeah, we got some awards.
What'd you get?
I got an East Coast. What it was? You want to talk something?
It wasn't what you expected, was it?
Well, we ain't trying to start no controversy. I appreciate what I got, but there was a couple of them I knew I should have got.
Okay. Well, with that being said, it's time for me to go. Well, you know what? I had talked to Matt. You know, I don't do a show no more because of my health.
Right.
But my time is still there.
Right.
Now, I don't know because Burke County boys, y'all got a crew of y'all own that can run anybody in the country, right?
Yeah, we got a couple 28
songs. Y'all want to do a show every Wednesday, you know, where definitely if y'all say that they locked, we can do that.
Yes, sir.
All right, then I'll get in touch with you.
find out.
So that's the way it goes. First somebody in your clothes. So until next time, while we're around, Thomas saying, I'll see you at the races.